Well, the big news in the peanut industry is what is the real increase in peanut acreage? A lot of farmers increased this year mainly because of the low cotton prices and low corn prices and some delays earlier in the season and planted more peanuts. They're showing Georgia now may have as many as 790,000 acres. That's up from 591,000 last year, a 33% increase. Alabama also showed an increase from 173,000 acres of peanuts to 212,000 acres. That's a 22% increase. Florida held about even, only up 1.2% to 169,000 acres. On other states, they're showing Mississippi up about 10%. North Carolina went down 13%, and they're now to 81,000 acres. Another one that went down was Oklahoma, producing mainly Spanish-type peanuts, down to 9,000 acres, and that's 18% decline. Another one that increased was Virginia. They were up 21% to 23,000 acres, mainly Virginia-type peanuts, and now the whole U.S. total is 18% on the average increase. The leaders earlier had predicted a 20% increase, peanut specialist, and then the USDA earlier had a 9% increase, but that was doubled to 18% with this new estimate. Peanut farmers are also trying to estimate the price loss coverage payment for 2014, which comes in October, to the base holders of peanuts. It's important to bankers and financial companies. USDA has its own system of calculating the annual price of peanuts, but this is a fair explanation showing that looking at the published weekly price, average price is going to be about $438 per ton. If you take 85% of that, and take off the statutory reference price, it'll go down to $96.85 per ton. This is the current price loss coverage payment for peanuts. The final payment will come in October for the 2014 crop. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.